The following program has been edited to play in this time slot. Well, actually, the program was okay for time. We just have one guy on staff who just loves to edit stuff.
It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
And now, a few words from Senator Tommy Tuberville.
This is all a scam. I mean, we got people that's getting ready to retire that's going to try to live off $2,000 to $3,000. Impossible. It's impossible. Because what happens, it comes up here, we spend it. We're $35 trillion in debt. We don't have union money. We're dead broke. And then taxpayers have $2 trillion in credit card debt. We are in huge trouble. In this body, we had better start figuring that out, because we're going to have a run on this city here soon, and there's going to be about 150 million people coming up here saying, where's our damn money that we paid in? I could have put my Social Security money, 40 years, in tax, in the market, and probably be worth $8 to $10 million today. But the federal government wasted it. It's not going to help people. People are going to have to work, continue to work longer and longer. Am I right, Ms. Gender? Can you say something about Social Security and it being taxed?
Yeah, and I'd like to point out, when Social Security was first founded, those who established it, it was started out as a 2% tax, and they said this will never take more than 6% of your income. Today it takes 12.4%, and depending on whether you go with CBO or Social Security trustees, it needs to take between 15.8% and 17.5%. So we're talking about thousands of dollars more per year. It also was actually only originally recommended that the tax be up to $66,000, equivalent in today's dollars of earnings.
And the truth shall set you free!
Call David now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm talking with a lumberjack.
Like what's shaking, Crispy Bacon?
I'm just checking in to see what lumberjacks do to make sure their retirement is going to be there and ready when they're ready.
Well, like any smart lumberjack, we don't hide our money in a hollow tree. We call David Ernest,
Alabama's favorite asset preservationist.
That's right, man. We call him at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see. I can also see you have a lot of lumberjacks working out here today.
That's right, man, like the new dude over there.
The new dude?
His older brother was a famous actor who was on TV and in movies.
And just who might that actor be?
Raymond Burr, man.
You mean Perry Mason and Ironside?
That's him, man, yeah.
Well, what's the first name of the new dude?
His name is Tim, man, but don't say it to...
You mean Tim Burr?
Oh, now you done it, man. Run!
Just listen to this.
Basically, we're out of money.
What?
And so that's why today, in order to sustain Ukraine as it continues to fight, I'm sending Congress a supplemental budget request.
He's an idiot.
It's going to keep weapons and ammunition flowing without interruption.
Oh, hell no.
For the brave Ukrainian fighters, and continue delivering economic and humanitarian assistance to the Ukrainian people.
What a dumbass.
We're out of money, So we're going to get money printed out to give to another country so the people here can go more poor and their kids won't have money because you're taking from them. So you're completely bankrupting this country in order to benefit another country that is feeding a war.
You heard right!
It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Los Angeles what am I doing here?
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. The pandemic is over.
Come on, man.
How sweet.
Everybody's entitled to be an idiot.
As harmless as a cloud.
Not a joke.
Too small to hide the sun.
insecure, untidy crowd.
I've done some dumb things.
How sweet to be an idiot.
I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
And dip my brain in joy.
We choose truth over facts.
Children laughing at my back with no fear of attack. As much retaliation as a toy.
You know the thing.
How sweet.
Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
No one's ever wondered what I mean when I say. The question is, I sometimes say all that I mean.
I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending.
I tiptoe down the street, smile at everyone I meet.
You only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed, and I don't count drunk driving as a felony for two reasons.
But suddenly but I still love you, still love you. Ooh, how sweet to be an idiot.
The answer is yes.
How sweet.
No more subsidies for fossil fuel industry. No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore.
How sweet.
I'm out of here.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
From our super secret studio, where we always bring you good news about your money, David Ernest brings you the Health and Wealth Show. Call David now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number, and you'll get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or maybe even Alabama's most beloved asset preservationist. And believe me, he'll have good news for you. Now, here he is, the white-haired wonder himself. It's David Ernest.
Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show, the program that brings you some good news about your money. And David Ernest, you and I were just talking about things that go on that we never hear about, things that we should hear about, what should be the headlines on the newspapers.
Exactly, Rusty. We don't see the headlines on the newspapers anymore because nobody hardly ever reads the newspaper. It's all on the internet or wherever. If you're one of those old-fashioned people who still gets the newspaper, my hat's off to you because you're a true blue news person wanting to break out the news and see what's going on. But, you know, this political polarization in America is crazy. They have shut down all the true worthy news. It's like we live in Russia. They want you to know what they want you to know, but they don't want you to know what you should know. You know, it's like, doctor, doctor, give me the news. You know, like, what do you want malarkey fed to you now? You know, is what it boils down to. Is that they're not want to give you what's really going on. They want to give you what they want you to know. It's never been any worse than it is now. Because they don't want us to know what's really going on. They don't want us to know what's going on in Ukraine. I say this over and over again.
1, 2, 3.
Donald Trump wants you to know what's going on in Ukraine, what he thinks is going on, what he probably knows is going on.
It's an embarrassment to our country.
But they don't want us to know. They want us to think that Russia's going to invade us and have World War III, which if they keep trying to fight them, yeah, I guess they will. And they've got Sweden and Finland and all these other NATO countries scared to death. I mean, like, it's like this. You've got to cross a line here or there. You got to take sides. But there's documented evidence that there was an agreement made with the Russians back when the wall was torn down that they would not go any further east than Germany. But look what happened.
It's a sham. It's a hoax. I think it's a horrible thing.
And so You want me to give you the news? Our leaders are pushing. They're pushing hard for territory. They're pushing hard for these business folks to make money because guess who Mo Brooks told us pays all these expenses? We know all this crooked, dirty money is where these politicians get their crooked, dirty money from these business people and their lobbyists. And therefore, if they want to have a war, they're going to have one, by George.
Right.
Now, they're not going to give you the headlines that tell you what's really going on. They're going to give you the headlines of what's not going on, what they want you to think's going on. And people might say, if I was talking this stuff in the 1960s, they would say, David, you're a communist. No. The problem is, I am not a communist. I don't want our news media to turn into a commie. And it is what it's doing. This is not Walter Cronkite anymore, the guy you could trust or thought you could trust. This is not them. This is not him. This is something totally different. We're being told lies left and right. We've been mistreated, misused, abused, because they're telling us things, and we need a doctor. We need a doctor, give us the real news. You know, nobody loves us anymore. They all hate us. They want to feed us with malarkey. And it's not right. If we have a true democratic country, a true republic, we should be told the truth. And there should be news outlets that are not controlled by the government. They will not tell you what's really going on. They say it's because of whatever reason. They snuff them out. They say, no, you can't tell those Americans that. You can't tell the American public that. Well, it's what's going on. Don't tell them. We'll put you in jail. So what's the difference, Rusty, now between our government and the communist government that overthrew the, you know, back in the Russian times with Stalin and Lenin and all them? What's the difference now? They don't kill us, but they make us wish we were probably dead sometimes because they beat you up so bad if you do broadcast the true news. Look at the social media control. Look what they did to Donald Trump. They cut him off Twitter. He's back because we do have a true blue democracy in as far as like who's running Twitter now. But if he didn't have so much money and control, they would have probably cut his nose off, spot his face. And yes, I'm talking about Elon Musk. He said it's not right for us Americans not to know what's going on and have freedom of speech. So he bought Twitter. And what happened after that? They tried to cut him off. The stock dropped so much. It's crazy the way they did him. Donald Trump is telling us exactly what should go on. We need to be careful about wars. They have a nuclear bomb over there, and we're agitating them. I mean, look, I'm not against defending America. We absolutely should defend America. I'm not advocating that we all listen to the Russians because they lie like dogs. They're liars. But when our own country becomes liars too, give me the news of liars too. We need a doctor.
Is there a doctor in the house?
That would fix this. The only doctor I know is they're trying to put him in jail. I mean, if they put Donald Trump in jail, what can we do? We can't give him hell if they put him in jail. They're going to have him in jail.
Well, that goes way back to when they came up with the First Amendment and freedom of speech. It's like now you try to get the truth out there and they try to shut you up, try to put you in jail, make you out to be the bad guy. And that's why I'm thinking we need certain things that we should see on the newspaper. We should see stuff on the headlines like beware and be aware of the stock market. Nothing wrong with the stock market, but in these crazy, weird times, who knows when it's going to blow up? Who knows when it's going to sink?
The shadow knows.
And another headline should be, call David Ernst today. Make sure your retirement is okay tomorrow. They're not going to tell us stuff like that. They're going to try to bait and switch. You know, they're going to try to get you to look over here to keep your mind off what's going on over there. You know, they say one hand washes the other. We don't even know if the same hands are attached to the same body. I mean, it's like, whose hand is that? Maybe in my pocket. I don't know whose.
Yeah, that's right. You don't know if they're small hands or big hands. It's really terrible the way we're being lied to, even if it's indirect lies. They're not telling us truth. I've heard this. My mom told me this when I was growing up. When you omit something, it's like lying if it was something important that you should have told somebody.
Right.
And so what they're doing is they're lying to us by omission. They're not saying, oh, by the way, this is going to be bad if we do this, but we're doing it anyway. Oh, no, they're not going to say that. They're going to say things like, boy, the economy, like the State of the Union address, stood up there and lied like dogs, saying, oh, man, everything's great. Don't you know everything's better than it ever was? And you're looking at your bank account, and you're looking at your check, and you're looking at what's going on, and going, I don't get it. How's it so great? Now, when I go out to eat, it costs me a third more than it did before COVID. How's that great? I mean, I used to could go to a certain restaurant and eat for $8. Now it costs me $12, $15.
Man.
It hadn't been that long.
And you're still getting the $8 worth for $12 or $15.
Actually, I'm getting less now. They cut the portions down. I'm getting like, what, $6 or $4 would have been.
Did I tell you that Crystal was suing McDonald's?
No.
Yeah, McDonald's started using the same size buns as Crystal. They're going to get after
them. That's what I'm telling you. I mean, like, they might as well call themselves Crystal Burger, right?
Well, I tell you, I saw something the other day, and I had not had a Big Mac in a while, but I remember they used to be bigger. But I saw a thing the other day on the internet, and it was a menu. Remember when they used to have the menu at McDonald's right behind the cashiers?
Yes.
Big Mac, 65 cents.
Holy mackerel, Andy!
Isn't that something?
That would be something if you could go back in that time, but we've got the incredible shrinking dollar. And that's not good news. I mean, yes, we've always had an incredible shrinking dollar. I mean, it's worth like 2 or 3 cents compared to what it was worth in the 60s and the 50s. But it has shrunk so much. It's just like, what can you buy with a dollar? I can remember when I could buy a Coke at Marmaduke's store. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who Marmaduke is, read my book. He's in there. We'll get you a book if you'll give us a call, or you can go to Amazon and order one. I got two books there. But anyway, for a dime. And actually, I could buy them for 7 cents, and everybody else was paying a dime at other places. Now, what's a Coca-Cola cost you when you go into a rip-off joint now? Anywhere from $1.99 to $2.99?
Easy.
So let's just call it $3. So let's just divide 10 cents into $3. That's 30 times, right?
Don't ask me to do no math in my head.
Yeah, well,
I think it works.
10 okay. into $3 goes 30 times. It's 10 dimes per dollar. So here's the thing. Based on that math, when I would go down there, I was actually giving 7 cents for them, and I was 12 years old, maybe. Now it costs $3 for what I could get for a dime or less.
Son of a gun.
So just think about that. That's 30 times. So if you take a dollar and multiply it times 30, that's $30. It costs $30 to buy what it cost a dollar based on Coca-Cola's.
Shazam!
The math is horrible. It's real math, but the news is bad. Doctor, give us the news. What is the news? The news is this. It's bad if I pay 30 times now for a Coke than I would back when I was a 12-year-old.
And it's the same Coca-Cola. You remember you used to get those little bottles?
Oh, yeah, the little bottles. Marmaduke carried those around, and he had the bigger Cokes, which were like 10 or 12 ounces instead of this. I think those were like 6.5 ounces or something.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a recycler. Back in the day, he recycled. This was in the mid to late 60s. He was driving 1928 to 1932 panel trucks. They'd been running forever. The man knew how to make things last. Nobody wants anything to last now. I mean, he would recycle Coke bottles. Then he would recycle pasteboard and boxes and things. And he would take those to Chattanooga, and he'd drive about 20 miles an hour all the way to town. People get mad to get behind him because he told me he knocked everything out of gear all the time when he was driving. You know, just coast off every hill he could. Now, if he was coasting off a hill, you better get out of the way because he would knock you out of the way. But if you came up a hill, he would drive that thing so slow, and he babied everything he had. But, you know, he lived through the Great Depression. His grandpappy lost practically all of the money in Great Depression. He wouldn't put one penny in a bank, much less than 401k. He had every dollar he had ever made hidden somewhere in the woods, so we were told. He did not trust the government, as he said. And now it's beginning to be obvious why he didn't trust the government. Give us the news. We know the news. You can't trust the government. They will lie to you. Right now, they're trying to get into your bank account. You can pick up your phone and you can Google all these things that Biden wants to do to your bank account. And one of them is to snoop constantly with artificial intelligence. Watch it. If you do one thing and they think that it's something that they could grab the money for, they'll freeze your account. This is absolutely happening right now as I speak, because I've talked to people that have had this done to them. And yes, the bigger banks are the worst ones, but it's coming for the smaller banks and the smaller credit unions. I'm giving you some bad news. The bad news is, doctor, doctor, you need some help to keep your money from being ripped away. There's no freedom anymore. We are living almost like Lenin and all those other folks did back in Russia, where they control everything. Think about it. What kind of rights do you have if they invade your bank account and know everything that's going on and freeze your account until you explain why you bought something? What kind of freedom is that?
Not very much of a freedom, kind of almost like freedom under a microscope. You can be free until you do something we don't like, and then you're not free anymore. And I got another headline we need to have on the newspaper. Call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. That should be right up there on the headlines of every newspaper, because if you do that and you talk to Tall Matthew or to Princess Lee or maybe to even David himself, you can get yourself that no obligation consultation and go in, sit down and talk to them and find out how you can get your money to working for you and not have to worry about the bank and them sneaking around and looking at what you're doing. You can get your money ready and get it ready for when you get ready to retire so that it'll be there. This story continued on page 3. Hang on, let me flip over page 3. Okay, there we are, over on page 3. Call David Ernest today. That's David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Ernest Financial, LLC. Look, lots of cash. Serving the community for 40-something years. That should be the headline. Oh, that's take up the whole front page just about. But that's news that needs to be out there.
Well, the news is we're being lied to constantly. The news is we're being used constantly. The news is that the government is in cahoots with all these crooked crooks that are walking like a crooked mile with a crooked stick, and they got a crooked attitude about it. You can't straighten them out. There's no way. They've been doing crooked stuff for so many years and buying off the politicians for so many years that the whole thing is just completely out of control.
They are wrong and they just can't get right.
But when they start getting into your bank account, this is the evil of the liberal government that Biden is trying to control. He's trying to control the dough. He knows that if he controls the dough, he can control all the no. In other words, he's going to know everything you're doing. What's the first thing when someone does something crooked? They start looking for the credit cards where they're charging so they can chase them down, because, you know, some of these idiots seem to think that they can keep using their credit cards. It's a paper trail. But now the freedom of a bank account has turned into a paper trail. For example, let's say you inherited some money from Uncle Joe. Not the idiot up there, but some, another Uncle Joe. Maybe he was on Petticoat Junction, Joe. You know that
Petticoat? Okay.
That Uncle Joe. And you put it in your Hooverville bank account.
Down there at Sam Drucker's store. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So you put it in there, and Sam Drucker, he don't care. Hooverville, they don't care. You know, that's your business. And then along comes somebody with a briefcase from the government wanting to know what's going on in Hooverville because you put $150 in your bank account and nobody's ever done that before. And I know we got to take a break, but it's like this, Rusty. It's going to break our bank accounts if the government gets in there and takes our dough. Don't you know that's bad news? And don't give me that news. I don't want that news, but I'm afraid we got it. We've got it. Right between the eyes and in the pocketbook. They're trying to come after our money in all kinds of ways. And I don't know. I mean, where's some good news? I mean, maybe there's something good you could tell us.
Well, maybe we can come up with some good headlines in the next part of the program, but we're going to have to go away for a minute. We'll be back and we'll have some more good news for you here on the second half of the Health and Wealth Show.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Ernest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David Ernest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it, bet you bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago. Chicago, the time of the day, Sunday, push up and down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a duck.
Like quack quack, man. How you doing?
Mr. Duck, although it pains me, I must ask you, where do you keep your money?
Well, as you can plainly see, I have no pockets, and I carry no handbag.
Yes?
So I did what all the smart ducks do, and I called David Ernest.
The world-famous asset preservationist?
Yeah, man, that's him. You can call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So you never have to worry about your money.
No, man. Worry just falls off me like water off a human's back.
What?
You say duck and we say human, man.
Well, thank you for talking to me today, Mr. Duck, and thank you for telling us about David Ernest.
No problem, man. Hey, you want to go get some lunch? My treat.
But you said you never carried any money.
Oh, that's okay. But just put it on my bill.
You know I hate you, don't you?
Well, a hater's gonna hate.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. Rocks!
Hey, David, I know a good headline for the newspaper.
What's that?
Free ice cream.
Hell yeah.
The president would like that one. I told you.
I'm afraid
what was
he
it?
Would.
His favorite flavor, disappointment, ice cream. Yeah,
I don't want any of that. Do you, Rusty?
No.
It doesn't taste good.
I look at poor old Joe Biden, and, you know, I almost feel sorry for him. Because he's up there, and he is lost. Did you see him where he turned around and ran toward the back of the stage the other day? And he almost ran into somebody that was trying to catch him to keep him from wandering away? He's just lost. He's wandering around.
He's just not there.
No, he's not there. But I'll tell you who I think is there. I think we're really getting closer and closer to finding out who the shadow government is. And it's Barack Obama.
I keep hearing that he's going to run his wife.
Yes, if there's anybody that is any less qualified to be the president of the United States, I don't know who it is. Nothing about being the president's or a former president's wife qualifies you to be. And she even came out at one point talking about how much she hated America.
Yeah. I mean, this is plain crazy. Why would you hate America if you were an American?
Why would you stay in America if you hated America? I'll tell you why, because you found a way to get a bunch of money some way.
That's it. Do you know how rich they've gotten since they were become president and left?
Oh, it's crazy.
It's the system. I'm telling you, they do these backdoor deals is what they do. And essentially, that's the reason why we're about to have a problem in these other countries. We may have a war with Russia. I mean, actually, we're having a war with Russia right now. It's just not declared, and it's kind of put in secret. But that's dangerous business Donald Trump said he could have this thing over with within 72 hours if he comes president. It'd be over with. And the reason why it would be over with, I do believe, is because he would go in there and say, okay, y'all have made enough money, get out. Mm-hmm. In the military-industrial complex. They don't want Donald Trump in there. They don't want him. They would like to keep him out of there, just sort of like they wanted to keep John Kennedy out of there. And they got him out of there, if you know. But
oh yeah,
it is our government. I mean, like, okay, we have this so-called freedom of speech, and I'm testing it right now. You and I, Rusty, have had our hands slapped a few times.
Ouch! Cut it out!
Indirectly. The government don't come at you and say, hey, you can't have this freedom of speech. They send some other thing, some other clown after you to quieten you down, something you did wrong some other way. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
there's so many rules and regulations they can cloud the water up about what's wrong and right. But you know what's wrong and right. Deep down in your heart, everybody knows what's wrong and right. Killing people's not right when you're killing people for money. Now, if you're killing people to keep people from killing you and your family or your nation, that's different. What happened with being proper when it comes to killing people? What happened when it came to being proper when it comes to protecting people's assets? You know, we've had wars. We had World War II. It was to protect our nation. What other war since then was to protect our nation? Or was it just to protect someone's special interests, meaning their pocketbook? They don't like me telling you this. They don't want me telling you this. I'm trying to protect your pocketbook in many, many different ways. One of the ways I'm trying to protect people's pocketbook is this stock market. You can read all you want in the headlines, or you can read in behind the headlines and go read it. And right now, the stock market is about as high as it's ever been without a collapse. And time is getting very, very serious about what could happen. We don't know. Joe Biden stood up there at the State of the Union address and said that he was making it be a soft landing.
I got something to do. I got to go do boom, boom, boom.
I didn't feel, I'm being jarred up. I don't feel soft landings. I feel a jarring, a crashing. We're in bad weather right now. We're have you ever flown in a passenger jet? And you hit the bad weather, how you get jarred up?
Yeah.
You're afraid you could hit the ground? That's where we are right now. We are in the turbulence of the economy being messed with. They messed with the weather, and now we feel it. And the weather is bad news.
Come on, man.
It's just like all these hurricanes you hear is bad news, all these tornadoes you hear is bad news. The stock market and the economy are in a turbulent period of time. And this turbulence could turn into bad news. What happens when a plane gets into severe turbulence? And it could crash. There's no soft landings to those kind of events. For them to say, for him to stand up there at the State of the Union address and say, we're having a soft landing.
Oh, shit.
I don't get it. I don't see it. Most economists don't see it. Wishful thinkers are hoping for it. But realists, people who know what are really going on, or what's really going on, they see what it is for what it is, and that is something bad could happen at any time. These folks do all this stuff when they're young, and they fall, and they hit the bones, hit the ground, and they, you know, they get bunged up, but they get right back up because they're young and limber. You see an old person hit the ground? Do they jump right back up because they're young and limber, or do they hobble around and holler and maybe go to the hospital because something got broke?
A lot of times something got broke. Believe me, I know.
Same way if you hit the ground with your finances or your stock market or whatever, you don't have the youth and the time to recover. You've been hurt and you can't get over it before you die. That's what I'm afraid of, and it's not pie in the sky. They say, oh, we got pie in the sky. Don't worry. We'll fix it before you die. Well, how are you going to fix it? Well, we'll print more money. How are you going to fix it? Oh, well, we'll just tax the young. How are you going to fix it? Well, we'll just promise a bunch of stuff and wish for the best. We'll have a war, and we'll create some wealth by killing a bunch of people. Or maybe we'll do some other things that we'll maybe we can do this thing where the hand's quicker than the eye and you think that things are going on that are not going on. The thing is, we're not stupid. We're old enough now, as baby boomers are old enough now, that we know there's no such thing as a free lunch. There's always a catch. It's called hard work. Someone's trying to steal your lunch that you worked hard for. That's the liberal bunch. That's the people that are lying about what's really going on in the news. It's a bunch of hooey that's lying about the news. Yes, yes, I agree with that.
I'm not lying. I'm sitting, actually. A good headline I would like to see is everybody gets woke for real and throws those people that thought they were woke out of office. They kick the liberals to the curb.
And the rhinos.
Them too.
Because you can't tell much difference between them when it gets right down to it. They're still working for the backdoor money.
It's like, I got elected and I'm going to get as much as I can while I'm in here to make room for the next person that gets in. But I'm going to stay as long as I can and get as much as I can. So you better get on the bandwagon and get ready for when you get in so you can get a lot too. I don't see anybody that's been going to Washington. There's very few that are trying to let us know. Now, I don't know if you caught the first of the show. I had this thing in there from Senator Tommy Tuberville, and he's talking about, well, you know, we don't have any money up here in Washington. And pretty soon when people are wanting their money, like their Social Security and their retirement, and we don't have it, they're going to be in the streets. And he's right.
Yeah.
That's going to turn us to a civil war quicker than anything in the world.
The coach knows the plays to make.
There you go.
And he knows that the plays are not good plays that they're making. He knows that a defense is a good offense, and they're not doing it. They're playing it like offense all the way through. It's offensive because there's printing too much money. What athlete can keep running a 100-yard dash forever and not give out? It just don't work like that. And so they're asking our economy to do that. They're asking it to overtax so that they can overtax. And so it's really crazy what they're doing to us. And it's crazy what they expect out of us, especially as these older baby boomers that we're trying to conserve their money for. I mean, like, we talk to anybody that needs their money conserved, but the most important folks that need to make sure their money is safe is the folks that have worked so hard and put in so much tax money and put in so much into their 401ks, and they just to have it evaporate overnight because somebody convinced them that it's good to take risk when you're older. It's a foolishness that it's just like, okay, let's take this risk on this war. We won't have World War III, but Russia, they're afraid to push the button. What about this thing called limited nuclear war? What about this thing about China having a nuclear, limited nuclear war? What if we had a conventional war and a lot of people died? I mean, they're already killing hundreds of thousands in Ukraine. Hundreds of thousands. Russians and Ukrainians are dying. And don't believe that there's 10,000. No, that's a bunch of lies. There's been so many people died in this war already. It's not funny. War's not funny. People dying's not funny. But what about your retirement dying because of wars? What about your retirement dying because of stupid stock market crashes? What if about your retirement dying because someone got too greedy and made something happen that collapsed the system, just like they did in 2008? Greed is what did that in 2007 and 2008. It's called derivatives. Mortgage-backed securities caused that. But now there's so much greed in the stock market. So much greed. Look at all these cryptocurrencies that are shooting through the moon. And who's going to get killed when it really comes back to Earth? Gravity will pull it back down. You're not talking about fiat money. You're talking about money that has no backing, was created in a computer. Nobody stands behind it. Can you become rich off of it? Sure. If you get out before it crashes. You know what Warren Buffett said it was? He said it was rat poison. He wouldn't touch it. You know, I look, I'm not against people.
He ought to know because it's a great big rat.
I'm not against people doing what they want to do, cryptocurrency. What I'm saying is don't put everything you've got in it. Don't stretch out too far. If you lose a little bit, it's just like going to the casino. Fine, you lost it. I mean, kiss it bye. But don't put your life's work in these things. The stock market has become a lottery system now. It's just like, okay, roll the dice. Will you win? Will you lose? Oh, it's down 50%. Oh, it's down 80%. I'm sorry, you lost 80%. Well, you said, well, I'm in bonds. Well, the interest rates went up. You still lost 50% or more. Right? That was another misnomer of people that were in bonds. Put your money in bonds. Everything's great. They put their money in bonds, and interest rates more than doubled in the last year and a half, 2 years. And now that those bonds are worth maybe half. They said, well, sell them and do something with them. Sell them and lose? This whole thing's crazy, man. Everything they tell you goes the other way. If they're telling you something, maybe you should do opposite. That's called, there's a word for that, but essentially those people usually come out better than the general trend. The general trend right now is get on the bad wagon, buy the stocks, buy the all this stuff before it's too late because we're going to go shoot to the moon. You know, every time that's ever happened, every time that's ever happening, it's happening right now. We had a massive collapse of some kind or some kind of correction. Now, I'm not saying mm-hmm. it's going to happen. I have no idea what's going to happen. Maybe this time history will not repeat itself. Maybe this time humans will not act like what they've always acted. Maybe this time everybody will become ungreedy and they won't sell off when they get scared. Maybe this time they'll just say, nah, I don't care. I'll just stay with it. If you believe that, then just stay where you're at. Because if you believe that, there's nobody can help you with what could happen later. We don't know what's going to happen later. That's the problem. So when in doubt, I say take the safe route, especially if you can make good money taking the safe route. When you're older, you work so hard for this money, why would you believe the news when it says the stock market's going to go shoot to the moon? It very well might not. And if it does, it'll be the first time in history that anything ever went this high without collapsing or correcting, because it just don't happen. And once the people start seeing this, they will start dropping off like flies, and that makes the market values drop like a rock. Nothing holds this up. We don't have the government holding it up. All that's holding this up is hot air, every bit of it. You know what stocks are supposed to be valued as, Rusty? Profits, output. When they buy into these stocks, a lot of them hadn't even made anything yet. A lot of these artificially intelligent stocks, and in other words, I'm not naming any stock names because I can't, but I can talk in general. Essentially, these things are being blown up to become very wealthy, and some of them will. Some of them will. But listen, back in the dot-coms companies, 90% of them went away forever. Only 10% soared, and the ones that soared, they made a lot of money. Do you know who those 10% or 5% or 20% could be? No, nobody knows. They got a good idea sometimes because some of these stock analysts can look at it. But the thing is, are you willing to risk everything you've got on that? I'm not. I mean, these 401ks are invested in all these, and I can't say the names, but they're invested in all these high-flying things that could go low-flying if this turbulence causes a crash or a correction.
Never fear. I have come up with another headline that we should be able to see. You might want to write this one down. Ready?
I'm ready.
Never fear. It's not too late yet. Call David Earnest and protect your assets.
I like it.
You like that one?
I like it a lot.
Easy to do, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. That'll get you in touch with David Earnest. And he has this worldwide web thing at retirewithearnest.com. You can check that out, get those phone numbers and other fun things about your assets right there. You can read up on the things that are good and the things to watch out for. And let's see, you can find him at the Waffle House sometimes. He's down there looking at his executive coffee cup, just waiting on people to come by and say hello. That's the thing. You need to get up with David Earnest, and you need to do it soon, because what I'm looking at here, we're going to be out of time in just about another 3 or 4 minutes here. But you can do a lot in 3 or 4 minutes. You can make that phone call. You can make a sandwich. You can run out to the mailbox and back. I mean, you know, you could run to vacuum across the floor, whatever you want to do. But somewhere in there, you need to call David Ernest. Get your name in the hat. Get it pulled out. Get that no obligation consultation or face-to-face sit down. Do it on Zoom. Do it by Morse code. You could even use it semaphore, with the flags. Maybe not. That might take too long. But get up with David Ernest today, and you'll be glad tomorrow that you took my advice and did that. That's the headline. That's the next headline. That's why I don't get to write headlines. I use too many words.
I don't think the liberals would like it.
Probably not.
No, I know they won't. But that's okay. We still have, we think, we're testing the waters here. Do we still have some freedom of speech? Do we have some freedom of speech? We're testing the waters. We're telling you what we think could happen, what might happen, not what will happen. Nobody knows what will happen. But the thing is, why take the risk when you're older? When you can make good money anyway, or you can protect your family anyway. What's that saying again? When in doubt, take the safe route. I've noticed that the bomb shelters are coming back again. People are building those shelters because there's danger, as they said in that old sci-fi show. What is his name? William Robinson.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
So even the robot knew that. But here's the thing. Even a human knows that. Even a person who listens to the news knows that. That we're on the verge of danger. Don't fall off the cliff. I mean, you tell your kids, don't you get close to that. You might fall off and it could hurt you or kill you. We're saying the same thing. You're on the cliff. Don't get too close. You could fall off. Just be careful. It's your retirement. It's your life we're talking about. We're talking about having a nice life, having a good retirement, having a guaranteed retirement versus an old saying of this thing about we have no so money, not hope so money. We have no so money. We know we're going to have it. We know it's there. We know it's guaranteed. We don't hope we're going to have it. So we have no so money. Some folks just have hope so money. They hope it all works out. Guess what? The news could turn on you. Don't trust the liberal news media, and don't trust the liberal stock market system.
Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing you do have to trust, and that's the clock, because the clock will show you when time is running out, and we're just about to run out of time. Any final thoughts, David?
Let's have some good news. Call us, and we can give you a big bonus and make you feel so happy you wouldn't believe how good you could feel.
We'll still go back to that free ice cream headline. That's always good. Just go into any fast food restaurant that sells ice cream today. Mention the name David Ernest, and you can get a large ice cream cone at the regular price.
When we give you the bonus, you can buy a lot of ice cream.
That's right. And David will have to tell you about those in person. It's so top secret, we can't talk about it on the radio.
That's what they say. Can't talk about
That's
it
what
on the
they
radio.
Say. So we're going to head out, and I'm trying to remember who said that. May all the good news be yours. I think it was Les Nessman. I'm not sure on WKRP, but we hope you have some good news, and it'll be good news for us when we come back next time and see you right here like little Nipper looking into the speaker, ready for the next Health and Wealth Show.
Is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Late one afternoon, in Greenbow, Alabama, you could see a man running down the road. There was a young girl watching him, and she was yelling,
"Run, Forrest, run!"
Soon he was joined by another man, and together they ran down the road. A conversation began. Let's listen in.
Hey, Forrest.
Hey, Carl.
What you running for?
Jenny said the government was going to take all my money, so I'm going to see about taking care of that.
What's the government want to do with your money?
Jenny said that there were people coming over here, some from the land of China, and the government wants to give them my money.
That don't seem right.
There's a man in charge up in Washington. He's not like that nice fella I met years ago. There are people chasing him around with a screwdriver.
What they doing that for?
They say he's got a screw loose. I reckon they just won't tighten it up for him. But he's one wanting to take all our money.
I'd take him my car, but it ain't got no gas in it. Reckon how come they'd elect a feller want to take all your money?
Well, Mama says, stupid is, stupid does.
Well, who we gonna go see about this?
Jenny said there was a man. His name is David Ernest, and he can help.
Aight, then. Stop running, I reckon. There's an announcer feller over there. Tell you how to call David Ernest on the phone. We don't have to run till we give out.
That's right, Carl. You can call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Aight, then.
Carl, where did you hear about David Ernest?
Heard it on the radio while I was up there in a nervous hospital.
Well, life is like a box of chocolates.
What you mean?
You never know what you're gonna get till you call David Ernest. I'm gonna go home now.
I think I'm gonna go down to Dairy Queen, give me some French fried taters.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
I stepped on a chipmunk.
What you do that for? He just a little feller.
Good advice from Carl and Forrest. Call David Ernest, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And hey, Forrest is running home. Why are you running, Forrest?
I got to pay.
Sounded like he said he had to pee.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Batman.
Hello!
Now, Batman, I understand you are a caped crusader.
That's right, man. Every night I go out in the Batmobile and look for people who are doing evil.
I see. And I notice your utility belt there.
Yes, I keep all my crime-fighting gear right here around my waist.
Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, right here I got my Batarang, man. And here I keep a quarter.
A quarter?
Yes, in case I have to stop at the gas station and go to the Batroom.
Right.
And here's where I keep my special phone numbers, like this one here, 279-7431.
Whose number is that?
Why, of course, it is David Ernest's.
Oh, is he your financial guy as well?
That's right, man. While I'm out fighting crime, he is watching over my portfolio.
I see. And I guess if anyone else wants to call David Ernest,
they call 279-7431, just like I do.
Well, thank you very much, Batman.
Hey, before you go, would you like to hear a Batman joke?
Sure.
Okay, man, what do you have if you have, like, four grandmas and me standing in a line?
I don't know. What do you have if you have four grandmas and you standing in a line?
You ready?
No, but go ahead.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman!
Oh, I think I'm going to be ill.
Call David now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Welcome to A Moment in the Life, the program that gives you an intimate view into the lives of the rich and famous, an intimate view that will last only for a moment. Today's subject is Joe Biden. Ah, we're at the airport, and Joe Biden is boarding Air Force One. Here he is going up the stairs.
Lord Jesus Christ, help me, Lord, please, Jesus, please. My shoe!
Wow. Tune in again next time when our famous person will be Kamala Harris.
Hey, lady, your head's on fire.
On A Moment in the Life.
My shoe!
the cast and crew of the Health and Wealth Show dine at the Stooge Cafe. Do you eat lunch?
Sweetly.
Are you tired of everyday humdrum food?
Yes.
Then say hello to the Stooge Cafe. Hey, Mo, what's normally on the menu for today?
There's enchiladas, spaghetti, artichokes, onions, celery, olives, radishes, pig's feet, and herring.
Well, Larry, I understand you don't have all that today. What do you have?
All we got left is rabbit and hot dogs.
Well, I'll have whatever's the easiest.
Hot dog, don't take rabbit.
And if you're in the mood for a fresh, prime-cut steak, Shemp is back in the kitchen, hard at work. Hey, Shemp, be careful with that knife. It's sharp.
Hey, I cut off my head. Mo, my head is off. Mo, my head is off.
Oh, he's okay. But don't look now. Here comes Curly with a big tray of cheese and crackers. But it looks like he's forgotten something.
Mo, Larry, the cheese.
There's always something exciting going on at the Stooge Cafe. Hey, Mo, can you give us directions?
We start here at Jerkola, down the Insane River, over the Gibber Dam, through Pushover, across Schmoland.
Hey, Curly, are those directions going to take us to the right place?
Well, being there's no other place around the place, I reckon this must be the place, I reckon.
The Stooge Cafe. It'll make your taste buds go. Right, Larry?
When it comes to cooking, I'm gonna catch me up.
I thought that rabbit tasted funny. Ow. No reservations required, party rooms available, and is tipping encouraged?
Sweetly.
The Stooge Cafe.
If we knew you was coming, we'd have baked the cake.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm talking with a lumberjack.
Like what's shaking, Crispy Bacon?
I'm just checking in to see what lumberjacks do to make sure their retirement is going to be there and ready when they're ready.
Well, like any smart lumberjack, we don't hide our money in a hollow tree. We call David Ernest,
Alabama's favorite asset preservationist.
That's right, man. We call him at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see. I can also see you have a lot of lumberjacks working out here today.
That's right, man. Like the new dude over there.
The new dude?
His older brother was a famous actor who was on TV and in movies.
And just who might that actor be?
Raymond Burr, man.
You mean Perry Mason and Ironside?
That's him, man, yeah.
Well, what's the first name of the new dude?
His name is Tim, man, but don't say it to...
You mean Tim Burr?
Oh, now you're done, man. Run!
It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
I hope you have a fantastic day.